To God be the glory. We greet you again in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, recognizing that because of his death, his burial, and his resurrection, we who accept him as Lord and Savior, we have life, and not only life after death, but we have life here, because it was the Lord Jesus said that I've come that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. Today I want to pay tribute to a outstanding Christian woman who has gone home to be with the Lord. And that person is the late Reverend Dr. M. Cecilia Broaddus, my sister, who the Lord has sweetly taken home to be with him now throughout eternity. Many of you knew Dr. Broaddus because of her work, and what I'm going to do in this broadcast is to share with you excerpts from the homegoing message that the Holy Spirit gave me. And helpfully, that those of you that can remember M. Cecilia, and those who have never met her, can get a glimpse of the kind of Christian woman she was. So I thank God for Brother Slade and this broadcast that has given me permission to share with you these thoughts and these words taken from the celebratory message given July the 1st, 2014 at the Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima, where your humble servant, Apostle William T. Broaddus, is the senior pastor. And I served there along with my beautiful Holy Ghost-filled, anointed wife, Prophetess Gloria Broaddus. Remaining the survival of our family members, my sister Marie, Rosita or Faraha, Hillary or Abdullah, Zedar, Pamela, Arthur, Francine. All of us want to thank those of you that sent to us wonderful words of condolences, and we thank God for you. I want to say to you today that growing up in the Hillary T. Broaddus family, my father and my mother, Rosa L. Broaddus, it actually meant growing up in a Christian environment before you really knew that you were a Christian. From our cradle to where we are currently, our moral principles came directly from the Word of God. No matter what we have become later in life, it was a daily dose of the Bible, that made us who we are today. From Proverbs 22:6, where it says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. To Proverbs 23:13-14, where the writer says, do not withhold correction from a child. For if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. So in other words, from training and disciplining to live in Dr. Hillary T. and Rosa L. Broaddus's household meant that you will be nurtured by the Word of God. So as God continues calling each of us home to our eternity, we must acknowledge the godly parenting of our parents. They did more than vocalize their faith. They lived their faith in front of their children. As you know, oftentimes we have people who talk faith but don't live faith. But Hillary T. and Rosa L. Broaddus not only talked faith, but they also lived out their faith. And all of us in our own right have become positive contributors to the communities we live in because of the way we were brought up. Somewhere in our growing up in the Hillary T. Broaddus and Rosa L. Broaddus household, we were, as children, introduced to a point that every now and then I reflect on. A portion of that poem goes like this, and I'm paraphrasing it. It says, if you strike a stone in the road, keep a going. If it rains or if it snows, keep a going. Ain't no use to sit and whine if no fish is on your line. Bait your hook and keep on trying, keep a going. And I use that because when I think about my sister, M. Cecilia, M. Cecilia was a keep-a-going kind of person. No matter the obstacles in her life, she managed to always keep going. As we gathered on that July 1st at Calvary Baptist Church, it was to enjoy a great time of praise, worship, fellowship, and remembrance. If there is any reality that would express the life of Pastor M. Cecilia Broaddus, it would be that beyond a shadow of a doubt, M. Cecilia was a woman of praise, worship, fellowship, and remembrance. If you really knew Dr. Broaddus, you would know that she demonstrated a real love and passion for Christ. M. Cecilia was a woman of the Word. She literally lived the Word. Psalms 119, 105 says, your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That was the New King James Version. I like the New Living Translation. It says, your Word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. M. Cecilia was so deep in the Word of God, she would sit and dialogue with theological scholars in the morning and then turn right around and teach a simple Bible lesson to the congregation in the evening, and would be effective on each end of the spectrum. Yes, my beloved, the life of M. Cecilia was a life of greatness. She took the words of our Lord quite literally in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. It said, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. M. Cecilia Broaddus was clear on this mandate from the Lord. She understood the mission of every believing Christian. She understood clearly that our job was a go ye job. It pained her to see leaders in the church trying to lead without the empowerment that comes from prayer, Bible study, and worship. She was a serious servant of the Most High God. She was not willing to let nothing stand in her way as it related to the spiritual call upon her life. She loved God and demonstrated that love by the way she lived her life. She was not a borderline servant. It was all or nothing as it related to her relationship with Christ. Anyone who has come in contact with M. Cecilia Broaddus must admit that she had a powerful impact on their lives. This is not to suggest that M. Cecilia was beyond human. She was not the Christ. However, she lived to have the mind of Christ. Resident within this woman of God was the fulfillment of the promise Jesus gave to the church before his ascension to sit at the right hand of his Father in glory. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5 says, "Once when he was sitting eating with them, he commanded them, 'Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised.' As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah! The Lord Jesus kept his promise. According to Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit did come and is now ever present with the church. Throughout her Christian journey, M. Cecilia sought to be obedient to the will of God in her life. Recently, the Holy Spirit gave her the vision to transform Christian education at Calvary with the acronym EQQUIP, Equipping Qualified Quality Unashamed Individuals for Purpose. The first part of this year, the Holy Spirit challenged Calvary to look upon herself as being a disciple-making congregation. And in so doing, Dr. M. Cecilia recognized the need for training in this area. She and I met several times to seek the face of God and direction on how we should proceed in pulling this project together. Out of our coming together, seeking the direction from the Lord, was birthed Equip. We've had several successful meetings and several successful training sessions so far this year, and I'm grateful to God that Pastor M. Cecilia Broaddus was able to see the blossoming fruit of her labor. My sister had vision. M. Cecilia Broaddus had vision. She had vision for Adonai Covenant International Ministry. She had vision for Out of the Box Believers Seminar, returning to our spiritual roots. She had vision for Christian Education Ministry, Equip. She had vision for Roselle Broaddus Mission Ministry. She had vision for our return to minister in the motherland of Africa. I'm saying to you, this woman of God, right before she went on to be with the Lord, demonstrated that she still had vision. And it is for sure that M. Cecilia Broaddus had plenty of vision left in her. She had not given up on life, much like our father, Dr. Hillary T. Broaddus, prior to his transition into the kingdom In my conversation with him, he had plenty of vision, but at the same time, he felt the warmth of the homeland called heaven in his spirit. It was this spiritual warmth of his heavenly home that aided him to let go of this material world and in turn embrace the wonderful reality of his heavenly home. It was at that moment that he heard the call of God declaring that his work here had been completed, that the words of Christ became a wonderful reality to him. You remember what Jesus said in John chapter 14? Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. My beloved, I am sure M. Cecilia must have echoed those same thoughts as she was being positioned to leave her earthly body in preparation for her heavenly home. The promise of Jesus in regard to her eternal destination, though hard for us to grasp in the natural, but easier to adapt as our time draws nigh, our beloved sister began to weigh the advantages of one over the other. All I came by to remind us as we reflect on M. Cecilia's life, that she was indeed a woman of God. I remember her writing a letter to me, and at the end of her writing, she said, "The cry of my heart is, more of you, Lord, more of you, Shalom." That indeed was the cry of M. Cecilia Broaddus, "More of you, Lord, more of you." Our beloved sister was determined not to allow anyone or anything to prevent her from getting more of Jesus. She was indeed named or married to the Master. Finally, I just want to say, there was a question asked in Scripture. The question was asked by Nathanael, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said to him, "Come and see." "Can anything good come out of Pacoima?" And I say, "Yes, sir. Come and see the work of M. Cecilia Broaddus. Come and see the things God used her to do in Johannesburg, South Africa, Cape Town, South Africa, in Kinshasa, Zaire. The things God used this woman of God with the American Baptist churches, the American Baptist churches of the Pacific Southwest, all over the world, in the name of M. Cecilia Broaddus will be felt. Thank God for the woman of God. We'll miss her, but thank God that in the name of Jesus, her legacy, her work will go forward. I want to invite you to come and be part of the ministry at Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima. We're located at 12928 Vaughn Street, San Fernando, Pacoima. Come, our Hispanic speaking service begins at 7:30 a.m. Our Sunday school is at 8:30 a.m. Our morning worship is at 10 o'clock, and our evening worship is at 6 p.m. We invite you to come and be a part of what God is doing. And if you don't come to Calvary, go somewhere and worship and serve the Lord our God. God bless you. We love you, and I pray that God's strength will be with you.